Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Radio, that's coming up at noon, so we're less than 20 minutes away from that interview. And Jeff, I want to finish up the conversation we're currently having, then talk about some other NFL news that's going on. But you know, you had talked about the international. I just think, you know, so our conversation started like this. We started talking about the fact that players in the NFL are now going to be able to wear these guardian caps and adding another layer of protection. And we know that the concussions have had an impact on the game here in the United States. And so now the players will be able to have the option to wear the guardian helmet to maybe during games to maybe soften the blow on that. And we've seen the repercussions from concussion in the game trickle back down to the youth game, and then you see lower numbers in high school, and then you I like college football will always be college football to me, but I don't know about some of the, you know, if there's a program that's struggling, I think it's a lot easier for a college to say, you know, we're kind of done with football. Let's go play something else. So now you've got these numbers that are dwindling, and then the NFL's got to say to themselves, well, how are we going to replenish the players if we don't have the growth in the United States? And now we've seen over the last couple of years this kind of push to make the game more international. And, you know, obviously, you know, NFL stadiums in Europe right now, NFL-ready stadiums, seeing games over there. And at some point, I got to believe that the NFL is going to say to themselves, okay, we need to find players from other countries that are going to want to start playing our version of football. And how are they going to do that? How are they going to entice players from around the world to not only want to be NFL football players, but to prepare to be NFL football players? I think that's part of the problem.
There's the key word.
Yeah.
There's the key word. Think about where football players come from right now for the NFL. Almost exclusively
Michigan
American.
And Ohio. That's right, Jeff.
There it is. Yeah. Almost exclusively Americans.
Yes.
Some Canadians, some Australian punters.
Right.
You know, there's the Australian punter thing is a real deal.
Right.
And you see some other guys, you know, the Scottish Hammer. Okay, there are guys, but they end up in the States and are usually, you know, at colleges and punting and whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe kickers. The international influx of players, I don't think is going to happen except for, like, the guy the Browns just signed, 6'8", 330. Can we teach this guy how to block? Because other countries don't play our sport. They just don't play it.
Now.
That's the point. How long would it take them to get up to speed where they become a feeder system for American colleges? I think it could be a long time. I mean, like 30, 40 years. I mean, think about it. I mean, where do they play football at a high level? Anywhere in the world.
I'm going to say
football, okay? Not like rugby where you punt the ball like an Australian does. Football. Where do they play football?
Here.
I don't know anywhere.
Canada, sort of.
And that's it. So I think that's though, it. As opposed to like the NBA where they play basketball starting at, you know, little kids' age all around the world.
Right.
And that's why the international players are so good in the NBA. Like our players, they've played since they were little kids.
But if you, first of all, I think a little of this goes back to week 18, right? Because the commissioner talked about that too, that if you think you're going to 18 games, you probably think you're going international. You probably are assuming you're going to have teams that are going to be based in Europe. You're going to end up with two bye weeks.
Why do you say that? Just
because they're building the stadium.
One game.
Well, no, it's not that. It's that one game is going to be because of an extra bye week, trying to push the Super Bowl, the President's Day weekend, and having teams that play regular season games in Europe. Now you're creating the base for young kids in Europe to want to play American football if they look up to those guys as heroes, or they start to like the game, or they start to learn the game.
But if there's no structure for them to play the game in, and in most countries,
I'm
assuming
give you,
there's not.
I'm going to give you an example of how it works a little bit. I think if NFL...
Look at how difficult it's been for our country to develop soccer players who can play at that level. And we now have incredible youth soccer.
So when I'm going to give you an example of how I would think the NFL, the model for them could be Columbus in hockey. And I'm going to tell you how that worked. So growing up, I would say until the end of the 80s, there was really the only high school hockey in Columbus, for whatever that's worth. There was maybe some junior stuff going on down there, was Upper Arlington. Then somewhere along the and Upper Arlington played at Ohio State. And that was it. They were the only team in Columbus that played. When the NHL decided they were coming to Columbus with the Blue Jackets, they made a concerted effort to try to teach more hockey, to get more hockey into Central Ohio. They have gone from one high school hockey team to, I don't know, there's at least half a dozen. And there's junior teams left and right, the Blue Jackets AAA team. There are teams that are playing out of Columbus now where the growth of that game directly related to the Blue Jackets playing NHL hockey in Columbus because they wanted more. Last year, you finally had a state, first time ever, you had a state champion, not this past season, but the season before, where you had a state champion from Columbus. So the model would be, I would think, very similar. Hey, we want an NFL team in Frankfurt. Well, we're going to start to grow your youth leagues with flag ball because that's what they're doing here now too. Is they're trying to embrace the flag football part of this, and like there are the NFL's behind a lot of the youth flag football leagues here in Northeast, even in Northeast Ohio right now. Like I was talking to a guy that coaches not only high school football, but he's coaching flag football in like in the West Geauga area, where all of those teams are now based on NFL teams, where one team is the Browns, one team is the Steelers, one team is So for them to make it work, the NFL needs to look at that model. They've already got the feeder system going there a little bit with the flag football. I mean, we've seen them try to grow flag football right before our eyes. I don't know how you can miss it during any game. They talk about flag football all the time. We see flag football championships. We see this starting to grow. And for the NFL to make this work and to get more kids involved, they're going to have to pump money into those markets where the Frankfurt Galaxy is going to be playing, where suddenly, maybe they get academies there to start playing high school football to try to get.
That sounds like a 15, 20, 30-year plan.
And maybe that's what it is. But the NFL's got to do something, Jeff, because the numbers are going to dwindle at some point. And if we take the college game and skew it down even more by having, having a Super League, happens to all those other leagues on the outside?
College football's going strong still.
Look, we're talking about schools that are dropping, universities that are dropping off the face of the earth right now because they can't afford it because enrollment's down.
Yeah, but college football's still going strong.
And it will at the highest level. I don't see it going away at the highest level because there's still going to be outstanding football players out there that are going to be able to get to the field and still want to play football.
So.
But can't you see that? I don't know another model for the NFL not to look at. Now, my question is, is the reason the NFL is so popular in our country alone is because it's basically Americans playing. Is that a big reason why the NFL is such a big deal?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think it's history and tradition.
And what happens if you try to make it like...
And we love the game.
But what happens when you try to bring that mix of like what we watch in baseball or we watch in football? Or I'm sorry, in basketball or baseball.
If a guy can play your game, a guy can play your game. And he's embraced. Anybody not like Jose Ramirez because he's not from Iowa?
Nope. He's not?
Nope. We all love Jose. Why? Because he can play the game. Same thing, you know, Luka. Dan has like posters of Nikola Jokic in his room with hearts all over him.
Next to his Farrah Fawcett poster?
No.
Every game he does something that causes me to cackle out loud.
See? Dan doesn't care that he's not from Tallahassee.
I'd like to go to Croatia. You've seen pictures of Croatia?
I know. It's go supposedly to Croatia. A vacation.
My sister-in-law went last year. I was like,
supposedly
what?
An incredible vacation spot.
Why yeah. he's here when that's when Croatia exists, I have no idea, but I enjoy it.
You and I both know why he's here. Cha-ching. Guy doesn't even like basketball.
He enjoys that. It, but he also enjoys racing horses.
He won the NBA Finals last year and said, what do you
it's
think?
It's a nice hobby, kids. I like this.
Remember what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah, now I can go home.
Because I've got cash.
You ever been to Croatia?
What did you think about Roger Goodell saying on the Pat McAfee show about 18 games? That's it. He wants to get rid of preseason.
There's a stunner.
Well, I mean, I got to believe that we're there, though, and getting to President's, playing Super Bowl on President's Day. How far away do you think we are? There's a CBA that comes up.
Throw this one at you real quick.
Yeah.
I know that made headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what we've been talking about for about 3 years?
Yeah, I don't know why.
18 games, two games in the preseason.
But when the commissioner
go to President's Day.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been talking about that for like 3 years.
But when the commissioner says it, it has more impact.
But why have we all been talking about it? Because the NFL's kind of been leaking it out. Now the commissioner says it and we're supposed to, oh my God, 18 games. We're going to play till President's Day. Because you get a day off after the Super Bowl. That's great. We've been talking about that for years. But okay.
Two bye weeks?
Again, just the presence of the NFL. Roger said it, so by God, here it is. It's news again.
Jeff, would they have 250,000 people in Detroit to watch someone come out?
I think it was 337,000.
All right, so
412.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Redpen. To see someone come out and say someone's name. That's popular.
It's beautiful.
I mean, Coachella did pretty well, too. I mean, drunk in public has a lot to do with some of these things.
How many bands did you have to pull in for that, though?
I mean, how many humans did we have to make show up to build a stage in the middle of downtown Cleveland? And put music out there so that we can all be drunk in public and boo somebody. And then sit in his chair. And have various people sit in a chair. So then you had two people on the stage that got booed.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Why do you think it's overdone?
What do you mean?
Do you think the draft is overdone? Do you think they shouldn't do it the way they're doing it now?
No, it's
a giant party now.
Such a party now. It's nuts.
Hang on. Let me check the NFL's checkbook.
That's not
bad. Yeah, they're going to do it.
Yeah, they're going to keep
going. I didn't ask you if they should do it. I'm asking you, is it overdone? Is it just silly what they do now?
It's been silly forever.
I mean, it's not like they win back-to-back ratings days. It's not like the NBA doesn't think, hey, let's take a page from the NFL. Now we're going to have the second round on day two of the NBA draft.
That's why my opinion's meaningless. It's like, okay, wait a minute, hang on, check. Oh, look, the check came in. Okay, never mind. We're doing it.
I mean, you were talking about the Flintstones before, the episode with Fred Flintstone using the toothpicks to keep his eyes open. That's going to be watching round two of the NBA draft.
At least it's not seven rounds anymore.
Or how many they used to have? Like in the 70s, they had...
Oh, they had a lot.
It was ridiculous. Anywho, 216-474-0092. That's the number.
They only had five teams.
But they still had 127 rounds. SiriusXM, NBA Radio. Brian Geltzire is going to join us next. We're going to talk about the Cavs playoffs. Tonight, Game 5, Cavaliers, Magic. Here, ready to roll? We are.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.